Hello, we are reading from the writings of Bala Sulam, the piece. The title is Clarification of the Excerpt from the Mishnah. Everything is in deposit and a fortress or in it, spreads over all of life. So everything is in deposit and a fortress or a net spreads over all of life.
Yes, please.
Now that we have learned all the above, we can understand an unclear excerpt in Masechet Avot, Mishnah. It reads as follows. He, Rabbi Akiva, would say, all is in deposit, and a fortress, or a net, spreads over all of life. The store is open, and the shopkeeper sells by deferred payment. The book is open, and the hand writes. And anyone who wishes to borrow may come and borrow. And the collectors return regularly, day by day, and collect from a person, knowingly and unknowingly. And they have what to rely on. And the judgment is true. And all is ready for the feast. That excerpt did not remain an abstruse allegory without reason, without even a hint as to its meaning. It tells us that there is great depth to delve into. Indeed, the knowledge we have thus far acquired clarifies it very well indeed.
Galgal Shinui Hatzura.
Subtitle, The Wheel of Transformation of the Form. First, let me present the view of our sages concerning the unfolding of the generations of the world. Although we see the bodies changing from generation to generation, this is only the case with the bodies. But the souls, which are the essence of the body's self, do not vanish to be replaced, but move from body to body, from generation to generation. The same souls that were at the time of the flood came also during the time of Babylon, and in the exile in Egypt, and in the exodus from Egypt, etc., until this generation, and until the end of correction. Thus, in our world, there are no new souls the way bodies are renewed, but only a certain amount of souls that incarnate on the wheel of transformation of the form. For each time they clothe a new body and a new generation.
Is it clear up till now? All in all, the souls are incarnating from one generation to the next, clothing in bodies of this world, and by that they clothe into the will to receive, and by this keep incarnating until eventually they should reach the end of correction. Everyone. Yes.
Therefore, with regard to the souls, all generations, since the beginning of creation to the end of correction, are as one generation that has extended its life over several thousand years, until it developed and became corrected as it should be. And the fact that, in the meantime, each has changed his body several thousand times is completely irrelevant, because the essence of the body's self, called the soul, did not suffer at all by these changes. And there is much evidence pointing to that, and a great wisdom called the secret of the incarnation of the souls. And while this is not the place to explain it, because of the great importance of the matter, it is worthwhile to point out to the uneducated that reincarnation occurs in all the objects of the tangible reality, and each object in its own way lives an eternal life. Although our senses tell us that everything is transient, it is only how we see it. In fact, there are only incarnations here, and each item is not still and does not rest for a moment, but incarnates on the wheel of transformation of the form, losing nothing in its essence along its way, as physicists have shown. And now we come to clarify the excerpt. All is in deposit. It has been compared to someone who lends money to his friend for a business in order to make him a partner in the profit. To make sure that he does not lose his money, he gives it to him as collateral, and thus he is free from any uncertainty. The same applies to the creation of the world and its existence, which the Creator has prepared for humans to engage in and to eventually attain by it the exalted goal of dvikut, adhesion, with Him. Thus, one must wonder who would compel humanity to engage in his work until they finally come to the exalted end. Rabbi Akiva tells us about this. All is in deposit. This means that everything that the Creator had placed in creation and given to people, He did not give to them recklessly, but secured himself with collateral. And should you wonder what collateral he was given, he responds to this by saying, and a fortress, meaning a net, spreads over all of life. This means that the Creator has cleverly devised a wonderful fortress and spread it over all of humanity, so that no one will escape. All the living beings must be caught there, in that fortress, and necessarily accept His work until they attain their sublime goal. This is the collateral by which the Creator secured Himself, that no harm would come to the work of creation. Afterwards, he interprets it in detail and says, the store is open. This means that this world seems to us like an open shop without an owner. And anyone who passes through may receive abundantly, as much as one wishes, free of any charge. However, Rabbi Akiva warns us that the shopkeeper is selling by deferred payment. In other words, although you cannot see any shopkeeper here, know that there is a shopkeeper. And the reason he is not demanding payment is because he sells it to you by deferred payment. And should you say, how does he know my debt? To this he replies, the book is open and the hand writes. Meaning, there is a general book in which each act is written without losing even one. And the aim surrounds the law of development that the Creator has imprinted in humanity, which prompts us ever forward.
Perush.
This means that the corrupt conducts in the states of humanity are the very ones that generate the goal, the good states. And each good state is nothing but the fruit of the work in the bad state that preceded it. Indeed, these values of good and bad do not refer to the value of the state itself, but to the general purpose. Each state brings humanity closer to the goal. Each state that brings humanity closer to the goal is considered good, and one that deflects them from the goal is considered bad. By this standard alone is a law of development built. The corruption and the wickedness that appear in a state are considered the cause and the generator of the good state, so that each state lasts just long enough to grow the evil in it to such an extent that the public can no longer bear it. At that time, the public must unite against it, destroy it, and recognize and reorganize in a better state for the correction of that generation.
Now, let's see a few questions. Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, а что такое, что Творец дает под залог? Я вот не могу никак понять.
Раф, what does it mean that the Creator gives it as a collateral?
The Creator gave us this world.
Натан лану мидгале лифия итпатхут шилану мидгала.
According to our development, the method of correction is being revealed. How we can reach the goal by our participation quicker through our correction. The correction is only by correcting human nature and not around it in anything. That on behalf of the Creator, even if you live in the forest or in a cave like thousands of years ago, but we need to see how we advance towards Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction, in the most beneficial way, through the connection between us. All the correction is in the connection between us. Okay?
Так а что это за? Я не могу понять вот этот пример с магазином, где лавка открыта.
I can't understand this example with a store that's open and anyone can come and take.
You can use this world as much as you want, whichever way you want, until this world, the way it responds to you, it teaches you how to behave in a more correct way. But that way is called the path of suffering. But if you hear, if you deserve to hear how to behave correctly, then you can already receive from that store, meaning from life, forces, such forces that you can advance in a purposeful way. And then that's called that little book he writes in. That according to the amount you take, you have to give back. Because you take only in order to bestow contentment to the Creator, in order to correct yourself. If you do that, so that's how the world is built, and you help your soul exist. And you discover its correction still in this life.
With what do I pay?
Your exertion. Your efforts. To do what you're supposed to. You participate then in the correction of creation, in what you correct yourself, because you are that part, the only part that needs correction. Moscow 1.
The friends have two questions. First of all, a philosophical question. In the end, what is our main resource? Time or times or meaning states?
I don't see a difference between them. I don't see, there is no time. There are only states that go through us inside. They give us a sensation of time, of a second. Second question, sorry.
A friend is asking, what is shame? Is it something egoistic that I am sitting and enjoying being ashamed?
There could be a thing like that. Shame is the feeling of the will to receive that's revealed in man, and it depends what vessels it's revealed in. Some people are proud that the ego is revealed in them, and some devour themselves when the ego is revealed, and there's some that work with the ego in a way that they fight it. It all depends on the person, the development of the person. Okay.
Ita 4.
Rab, in questo scritto lui parla di oggetti, no? Di oggetti che si reincarnano e vivono una vita eterna. Ma a che cosa si riferisce?
He talks about things that live forever and incarnate. What does he mean living forever? Eternal life.
Eternal life is a term. What happens in the world to receive if we correct ourselves in the vessels of bestowal? So we lose the concept of time that only takes place in the vessels of reception. And then our sensation becomes eternal. That's the matter, the concept of time that is felt in the will to receive and what's felt in the will to bestow. French.
Is it possible to know our debt, or to what extent can we reveal our debt to the system?
What law?
Debt. What is our debt?
Debt is to turn all the world to receive given to us, to be in order to bestow.
Yeah, that's clear, but how much do we owe? Yes, he's writing our debt. Can we know how much we owe?
No, you can only discover it through the degrees you go for, as much as you can, through your own forces to correct the will to receive. It's revealed to you what's about to be corrected. That's it. You can't discover it because a person doesn't have vessels to encompass, to grasp his debt, his true state. It's impossible. PT19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. He writes, Rabbi Akiva says about this, everything is in deposit, meaning everything that the Creator gave to people, he didn't give it to them recklessly. So, but he doesn't give an answer. What does he mean here?
I don't understand your question.
The question is, he comes and says, I gave everything, but doesn't have an answer about how to do it, how to disseminate. He doesn't answer it here.
Again, you're not saying what the question is.
My question is, what does it mean that everything is in deposit?
That everything was given to people for them to correct their attitude towards life, towards nature, that everything was given so you can stabilize yourself correctly according to nature.
So he's asking, what I'm asking from here is how this can be done. He doesn't answer it here.
by the wisdom of Kabbalah. You're shown the world. Gradually, reality is revealed towards you that you can establish your relation towards that reality.
We've got a problem with people don't want to hear. That's what I'm saying.
That's something else. You're asking something completely different. Where's your previous question and what is now? Why don't people ask? It's none of your business. That is turning to you. How are you correcting yourself?
Only myself?
Yes, just yourself. You are not in charge of correcting others.
So how do we come to disseminate all over the world from this?
By that, you're correcting yourself.
And then what happens when I correct myself?
Then you'll see the world corrected.
That's what it's about?
It's not what it's about, it's everything.
Can I also ask?
Yeah.
Concerning the incarnation you mentioned here, there are Kabbalists who completed their personal correction. He says, still everyone incarnates and return here. How can that be?
I don't know. Don't ask me about incarnations. For now, there's nobody to talk to. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. Okay?
Kazakhstan.
Спасибо. Ну, я не знаю, если остановите меня, если...
Thank you, Rav. Вот
кругопро душ — это тоже...
Stop me if I'm off track. Incarnation, is it also registered in this notebook?
Everything and forever. Don't worry. Everything is written down.
Rav, а можно продолжить тогда, с вашего позволения? Вот основная цель...
So, if I may continue... The main purpose, if I understand correctly, of these incarnations is to recognize the bad if we don't correct ourselves. So what is the benefit if we don't remember what we did in the past?
It doesn't matter. Don't be concerned about what was before. Be concerned about what you have today, and not even tomorrow or the next day. Today, what's important today?
То есть, Раф, если я правильно понимаю, это просто тебе дали методику, ты пришел в группу и
so if I understand correctly,
о кругооборотах или книге, это
we just need to go and realize it. And all the knowledge of the incarnations and the books is irrelevant.
Whatever you reveal in the group and your efforts, so from that you'll understand everything. That's it. It will be revealed. Whatever needs to be revealed will be revealed. And it's not worth jumping on things that we don't know about and we just hear all these names. That won't help you. Okay.
Carmiel. Thank you, Rav. He says the good states bring us closer to the goal and bad states push us away from it. How can a state push humanity away from the goal? Because everything leads us to the goal eventually.
That's right, but there's a short way and a long way. And the difference between them is as much as the will to receive is in control. So we can shorten the time it's in control, and then shorten the path, and it's in our hands to do. And it's good in the eyes of the creation and in the eyes of the Creator, because you reach the connection quicker. Николай в Сочи.
Сегодня впервые перед уроком ощутил, что мне тяжело оправдать эту реальность, и я не хочу...
Today, the first time before the lesson, I felt like it's hard for me to justify this reality, that I don't want it to exist, but I see that it still exists. It feels like I didn't take from the store enough, that I have so much debt, all those events in the world. And I have more events ahead of me, and I don't want to go into this shop. Is this the right calculation toward each one?
Whatever is revealed to each and every one is precisely what he needs to correct his soul. That's it. There's no choice but only to accept it, that this is the way it needs to be. It comes from the root of the soul, and as much as incarnations it went through and didn't correct itself yet.
And is it hard for Kabbalists always? What is the more they advance?
Obviously, it's more difficult for Kabbalists. If you add awareness, you add pain.
Woman, yes. Internet.
Women, internet.
18.
Moscow 18. The purpose of creation is to do good to his creations. Does that mean that to the extent that I don't enjoy what the Creator gives, this is my unpaid debt?
Also, next.
Woman Europe.
Women Europe. When he relates to the term soul in the text, does that relate to all the people or only to the soul of Israel?
Likulam.
Everyone.
Mark 30.
Mark 30. If there are no new souls in our world, then what is the reason for the increasing number of people in the world?
Souls are divided because it's difficult to each and every soul to carry and correct its ego.
Brazil 3.
Brazil 3. If every person in this physical incarnation that we see and call a person, is it always the same part of the soul that's corrected, or is it something else in every incarnation?
In every incarnation, it's something else.
Latin 13. How do we know if we are old souls or new souls?
Whether we're new or old souls, how can we know? We are always old souls. In our world, there are no more new souls.
Women Hebrew.
Women Hebrew. Is it even possible to come to a state where a person takes from the store only what is good for others and for the Creator? How do we come to such a state where our actions and thoughts and intentions are only for the sake of the Creator and for the sake of the environment?
That depends on the extent that we correct ourselves. Let's correct ourselves so we'll use the store correctly. Everything we'll receive will be in the way and the extent that we can aim them in order to bestow.
As Moscow 8 Mosifot,
Moscow 8 is asking, how do we take it? How do we take from the shop correctly?
If a person only lives in order to advance spiritually, so even what he takes for necessities in his life, it doesn't count as if he took it. The main thing are the intentions to bestow, that he wants to relate his whole life in such a way.
Final question from Netanya. Is the will to receive that we perceive in our perception of reality as a corporeal body, is it another brick that was created only for the purpose of correction?
No, the corporeal body doesn't even count. We're speaking about our desires, as much as we want to fill our desires. That's it. Either in order to enjoy or to give joy. That's the whole calculation. Calculating towards a desire. The body doesn't exist. It's also a kind of desire that this is the way it looks to us, as if it exists as a body. Okay, good. We are going back to Niv.
So, we are continuing in the paragraph, going back paragraph.
And
the new state, too, lasts just as long as the sparks of evil in it ripen and reach such a level that they can no longer be tolerated, at which time it must be destroyed and a more comfortable state is built in its stead. And so the states clear up one by one, and degree by degree, until they come to such a corrected state that they will be good without any sparks of evil.
וכן הולכים המצבים ומתבררים בזה אחר זה, מדרגה אחר מדרגה, עד שיבואו למצב מתוקן כזה, שיהיה כולו טוב, בלי שום ניצוצין רעות. ואינך מוצא,
you find that all the seeds from which the good states grow are only the corrupted deeds themselves, meaning that all the exposed evils that come from under the hands of the wicked in the generation join and accumulate to a great sum until they weigh so heavily that the public can no longer bear them. Then they rise up and ruin it and create a more desirable state. Thus you see that each wickedness becomes a condition for the driving force by which the good state is developed. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva. The book is open and the hand writes. Any state that the generation is in is like a book. And all the evildoers are as writing hands. Because each evil is carved and written in the book, until they accumulate to the amount, to an amount that the public can no longer bear. At that time, they ruin that bad state and rearrange into a more desirable state. Thus, each and every act is calculated and written in the book, meaning in the state. He says, all who wish to borrow may come and borrow. This means that one who believes that the world is not like an open store without an owner, but that there is an owner present, a shopkeeper who stands in his store and demands of each customer the right price for the merchandise he is taking from the store, meaning toil in his work while he is nourished by the store in a manner that is certain to bring him to the purpose of creation as he pleases, such a person is regarded as one who wishes to borrow. Thus, even before he stretches his hand to take something from this world, which is the store, he takes it as a loan in order to pay its listed price. That is, he takes it upon himself to work to achieve his goal during the time he lives off the store.
Okay, let's stop for now.
PT9.
Can you explain, where we started reading, he reiterates several times that the duration of each and every state is a certain time that's sufficient to increase the evil in it to such an extent that the public can no longer bear it.
Yes, this is how we incarnate from state to state, even through history, until the evil is revealed. It was there to begin with, but we didn't see it. And when we develop in a certain state, we gradually discover there's a lot of evil in it to an extent that we can't stand it. And then it turns into a new state.
So if we look at the war that's going on now, how long should it continue according to the explanation here?
How long until we reveal all the evil that should be revealed?
What does it mean, though? Because to say the First World War and the Second World War, there was so much suffering. Wasn't it enough suffering? What does it mean, enough?
To that extent, they couldn't reveal more suffering. And they couldn't reveal the corrections for that suffering. That's why it stopped. It's not that you have one war and then after that, the final correction. It all comes in a gradual way. As much as humanity can suffer, each and every state, until it destroys that certain state and reaches the next one. And then also develops that it seems to it that what she attained, it attains after the previous state, that now it's good, until again a certain amount of evil is revealed of the ego. And that is also destroyed with all kinds of inner wars or more external, and that's how we advance. That's our development, all in all, towards human ego that needs to be revealed and throughout the whole world in a complete way.
So, final question. So what accumulates is not the feeling of suffering, but an understanding that the ego is the cause of all the bad. Is this what accumulates?
Yes, but the reason for it is if an egoistic desire needs to be revealed, and we have to discover the suffering of it in order to destroy it and correct it. That's it. Okay.
Info.
Mark.
Ah, yes, Haver Chadash, Ken.
Oh, it's a new friend, yes.
Dear friends,
from the meal preparation department, we want to remind you that we are approaching Purim, and that today there will be a festive meal. Love will cover all crimes. We're asking you to make time today to clear up the time from 6:30 to 7:45 Israel time in the evening. This time, our event is planned for an hour and a quarter. Prepare something to eat, something to drink. If you have a nice cap, you can put it on. But mainly, prepare your hearts to complete connection above everything. And the next preparation will be the end of correction. Passing on to Niv.
Well, Niv.
Yeah, excited about this evening. So that will be at 6:30 until 7:45 p.m., yes? A unity night, a meal. And before that, we have our broadcast today from 10 to 10:30. Basic concept of the wisdom of Kabbalah with Dr. Lightman. From 10:30 to 11:30, a recorded writer's meeting with Dr. Lightman. And from 6:30 to 7:45, Unity Evening, a meal, live. This completes the lesson of a good day and great night and a song.
Assyria, 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 sei tu l'unica cosa che ci salverà, il punto in cui la mia ragione crollerà, e l'egoismo più non mi dominerà. Assyria, 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 io sento in te il sapore della libertà, dove ogni amico un cerchio si riabbraccerà e la grandezza del Bore rivelerà. La 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 la
Assiria, 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 la nostra forza che nessuno fermerà, un solo cuore che è formata la realtà, il paradigma della nuova umanità. Assiria, 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 insegneremo tutto il mondo che verrà, che la destina la nuova modalità, che è l'istrumento per svelare la realtà.
La vita che tutto il Signore ha posto alla sfida, il rovescio del ricamo, la ferita, questo è il senso di assurare la prigione, con ti insegno la tazione. La 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 la